Good morning. Over the past few weeks, we've been following award-winning Chicago Tribune journalist and former atheist Lee Strobel, who set out to disprove Christianity because his wife had gotten into this funny business, and he was kind of frustrated that his intelligent wife was kind of throwing her time and her energy away on this fairy tale. Now, Strobel was a man who was pretty rabid for the truth. The evidence he found ended up leading him to a life-changing encounter with Jesus Christ. He set out to disprove only to find other truth. Strobel's experiences and influence opened doors for him to talk to all kinds of people, famous and interesting and influential. And he said by far that the most fascinating interview that he ever had the opportunity to do was with a man named Charles Templeton, who happened to be the most famous skeptic of spirituality in Canada. Strobel was doing this question and answer session at a church in Canada, and an atheist reporter stood up and he said, "What do you think about Charles Templeton's book, Farewell to God? My reasons for rejecting the Christian faith." And Strobel said he hadn't ever heard of the book or the author, but after this session, he was really intrigued by the title. So he did some research on the book, and he looked up Charles Templeton. And at the time, Templeton was 83, but did end up granting him an interview. So, you know, he was surprised to find out, actually, that Templeton was once a Christian evangelist. In fact, he shared a pulpit with his partner, Billy Graham. Most people thought, actually, that it was going to be Templeton who would emerge as his generation's biggest evangelist, because a lot of people actually thought he was even more eloquent than Graham. He preached nightly at one time to stadiums of over 30,000 people. But then somewhere along the line, he lost his faith. And he even tried to talk Billy Graham out of trusting something else, science, reason, rather than his faith. But we all know that Billy Graham went on to be one of the world's most famous evangelists, if not the most famous evangelist. And Templeton went on to become Canada's most notorious critic of Christianity. So Strobel found himself identifying with this man. So he wanted to hear him out. He tracked him down, and the 83-year-old Templeton agreed to an interview. So they sat down in the living room of Templeton's place, his penthouse, and Strobel asked him why he no longer believed in God. And Templeton asked some pretty pointed questions that many skeptics and people think about, like, why would a loving God allow pain and suffering? And what kind of God would send people to hell? And how can Jesus be the only way to God? Now, I can stand here in the pulpit and preach all day about God's mercy and grace, but at the end of the day, these are all serious questions. A couple hours into the interview, there came a dramatic turn, and Strobel asked Templeton what he thought of Jesus. And Templeton completely changed. He did a 180, and he became thoughtful and reflective. And he said, "Jesus was the greatest human being who has ever lived. He was a moral genius. He was intrinsically the wisest person that I've ever encountered in my readings. Strobel was shocked, and he said, well, it sounds like you really care about Jesus. And Templeton said, well, yes. He was the most important person in my life. He said, I know it may sound strange, but I have to say, I adore Jesus. Everything about him. Everything good that I know, everything decent I know, everything pure that I know, I learned from Jesus. In my view, he's the most important human being who ever existed. And that's when Templeton uttered the words that Strobel never expected to hear. As tears flooded Templeton's eyes, he said, and if I may put it this way, I miss him. And he broke down weeping. So here's the question, what's going on here? Here's this critic of Christianity, this hardened agnostic, who is weeping bitterly over missing Jesus. Charles Templeton had walked away from his faith, but like the prodigal son, something was beckoning him to return home. Even though Templeton tried to shake God off, Jesus continually was shaking up Templeton. Strobel said it was the most haunting moment of any interview he had ever done. And he'd interviewed many, many people. So let me ask you today, have you ever walked away from God? Maybe you're here today thinking about your spiritual life. And you're realizing that maybe you've wandered far from home. Or maybe you've replaced God with other priorities. Maybe you've walked away from God emotionally. Maybe you rarely pray anymore. Or there's just a whole lot of stuff that is more important than church. Or you don't search the scriptures like you used to. Yet something inside of you has beckoned you to be here today. It's not a coincidence that you're here. Some people have a strong sense of urgency that they desperately need to get back to God, but they're not sure how to do it. A few years ago, there's a news story about a terrible flood in Houston, Texas, and the story told of a single woman who was home with her two young children, and realizing there wasn't much food in the house, she set out to go get food, leaving the kids home alone. She was just going to run out and grab what she needed, and the rain got heavier and heavier. And by the time she got to the grocery store to stock up on food, in that short time, the floodwaters had gotten really high. And she tried to drive home, and she found that the road had been blocked by water. And she was in a panic, so she took a different road and tried to approach from a different direction, but that way was blocked too, and so was another. Can you imagine how frantic she must have been by that time? Some people feel that today. They feel far from God, and they have a sense of panic, although they might not recognize it as panic, but there's an unrest. In John 14, Jesus was talking to his disciples about his true home. It's one of my favorite scriptures. It says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will bring you to where I am." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how do we know the way?" And Jesus answered him. Now, some of us have this deep desire to be at home with Jesus. We want to go to the place he described, but we feel like Thomas when he said, I don't know the way. I don't know how to get there. Do you ever feel like that? Like something's missing? Maybe you're searching for satisfaction or peace of mind or security. Maybe you're searching for meaning or hope. When Thomas asked Jesus how he could know the way, Jesus answered him. And all who ask that question, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Remember Charles Templeton? Well, it turns out that Templeton's 8 objections to Christianity in his book were the same. They were the same as Strobel's. And Strobel hit the road and traveled all around the country to get solid answers to each of these questions from scholars. And he wrote a book called The Case for Faith to respond to those issues. And I know I'm giving a spoiler here, so spoiler alert if you're reading or plan to read The Case for Faith. At the end of the book, Strobel has mailed a manuscript of the book to Templeton, along with a note that said, Chuck, I hope you'll take to heart what Proverbs 2:3-5 says. If you scream for insight and call loudly for understanding, if you pursue it like you would money and search it out as you would hidden treasure, then the Lord will be awesome to you and you will come into possession of the knowledge of God. As for the rest of the story, Templeton's wife Madeline later wrote Strobel that Chuck's Alzheimer's had gotten worse and he had cancer and he was blind in one eye. He wasn't doing well. But she did read him the manuscript and she said that he really appreciated it. Strobel never knew if Templeton came back to Christ. But Madeline did tell a newspaper reporter that right before Chuck died, when he was on his bed and he was very near death, he suddenly got all excited and he said, can you see them? Can you see them? Angels are coming to take me home. I truly believe that God doesn't give up on any of us. That even as we're in the dying process, God continues to beckon us. It's always a choice. It's always a choice on our part. But God is faithful and loves us so much. Where are you today? Do you find yourself longing to come home to God? Wherever you find yourself on your spiritual journey, I hope that you will embrace the truth of Christ and allow him to bring you home. Amen.